AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They have reached a deal in Brussels. Bankrupt Greece has agreed to painful cuts in exchange for more loan money from Europe. The European Council President Donald Tusk.
Leaders have agreed in principle that they are ready to start negotiations on an ESM program, which in other words means continued support for Greece.
The Greek parliament must still vote on this deal. Meanwhile, global markets bounced higher on the news. This may be the final day for negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. The talks in Vienna have been going on for 17 days. Diplomats say they hope to announce a final agreement before the end of today. But there's no guarantee, they say. There are still several issues that have not been resolved. Here's our Mark Smith.
For President Obama, this could be legacy-making. But Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey on ABC's This Week cautioned the key will be ensuring Iran can't cheat.
What type of verification inspection regime is that still going to be anytime, any place?
While foes think this deal's a giveaway, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton was on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think the United States has gone way too far down the road of making concessions to Iran.
But the president's convinced this deal closes off all of Iran's pathways to a bomb, and he's ready to defend it as the best deal possible. Mark Smith, Washington.
Mexico is still searching for the escaped drug lord Joaquin Guzman, known as El Chapo. He got away from a maximum security prison over the weekend. Guzman's Sinaloa cartel is thought to be responsible for much of the heroin and cocaine that comes into this country. And a new government report finds that more than 1,800 immigrants that the government wanted to deport were released from local jails and later rearrested for various crimes. This is AP Radio News. Thousands of people have rallied in Ocala, Florida, in support of flying the Confederate flag. Pat Stone was there.
You can't take this one away. You know, next thing will be our gun rights. We're not going to let that happen.
She talked to WFTV. The rally supported a decision by Marion County in that area of Central Florida to return the Confederate flag to a display outside its government complex. Miss Oklahoma is the new Miss USA, crowned last night in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The pageant aired on Reels TV after NBC and Univision dropped it because of co-owner Donald Trump's critical comments about Mexican immigrants. He was not there last night. The new Miss USA said in an interview portion of the competition, this nation needs to improve its race relations. Novak Djokovic has won Wimbledon, knocking off the man he beat in last year's final. He beat Roger Federer 7-6, 6-7, 6-4, 6-3. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.